Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Total Information AM on KMOX at 919 with Debbie Monterey. I'm Tom Ackerman. Our next guest, I go way back with him. Ben Westhoff joins us now. He continues to pay close attention to the drug scene. He dove into the world of fentanyl with his book Fentanyl, Inc. back in 2021. Currently writes on Substack under his name, Ben Westhoff, and his recent piece takes a look at the drugs that are readily available in local gas stations in the region. What did you do here, Ben? Good morning, first of all. Great to be with you on KMOX.
What have you done, Ben?
Yeah, it's good to be with you guys, too. Yeah, it's pretty crazy. You can walk into gas stations all over the St. Louis area and find super dangerous drugs for sale, totally legally, some uppers, some downers, and all really cheap.
Here we just spoke with the owner of Route 66, a dispensary, talking about his difficulties in, you know, opening up in De Pere and how much oversight and how many hearings, et cetera, et cetera. And now we jump to walking into your local gas station and just being able to buy whatever. I know there was something that Governor Parson signed into law to regulate at least something that's being sold in gas stations, but why are gas stations allowed to sell this, and what exactly are we talking about?
Well, a lot of times this stuff, what it has on the label is not actually what's inside of it. So they sell a drink called Tweaker, which is basically, you know, just caffeine, and they have stuff like that that's pretty benign. But they also have something called Stacker Swarm, these really cheap pills that have these totally illegal, totally deadly cannabinoids in them. So basically, this is a type of drug that has killed thousands of people, thousands of Americans, and it's not on the label at all. What's on the label is legal, but I took this stuff into a lab and did testing and found out that it's not at all what it says it is.
Wow. Where were these? Was this all over the St. Louis area? Was it in other areas? Where were you testing and where were you finding them, first of all?
I think I found this stuff in a gas station in Berkeley in North County, but I also went to South County, the city. It's everywhere. There's something called gas station heroin, which is illegal in a lot of states, but it's legal in Missouri, and you can buy it in St. Charles.
Gas station heroin? That's not what it says on the label, though, is it?
No, it's a drug called tianeptine, and it's an opioid, but for some reason it's legal. Some people think that it's a potential way to help beat addiction to things like heroin and fentanyl. So that's why it's somehow still legal, but it might not be for long because people really get addicted and ruin their lives over this stuff.
Ben, did you see people buying the products?
I mean, I was trying to keep a low profile. Like, felt kind of weird, like walking into these gas stations and buying all this stuff. But there's clearly a huge market. You know, when you want to buy this stuff called Kratom, you've probably seen signs for that. Kratom, some people call it Kratom. But it's an opioid also. But they have these huge displays at gas stations. They have, like, more different types of it than they have, like, bubble gum places.
I guess I'm not paying close enough attention, or I'm not looking for this, because when I read your piece, I thought, I've never seen this stuff. But who is this being marketed to, Ben? Is it to people who are not old enough to get into a dispensary, or just anyone who wants to walk into their corner store? Who's the market?
Traditionally, gas stations sold a lot of what you would call trucker speed, basically. So cheap amphetamine type products that long haul truckers would come in, and it would be right by the gas station, right by the front counter. I remember some of it was marketed as asthma medication, you know, but everyone knew what it really was. And you can still get this type of, you would call it trucker speed, but it's also marketed to kids. You know, there's no age required to buy this stuff. It's got colorful packaging. It's, you know, marketed really to anyone who wants a cheap high.
You write on Substack, some actually do have health benefits when taken properly, but doing so is nearly impossible without proper medical advice, the kind not likely to be given by the pimply teenager behind the counter. So were you talking to employees, Ben?
Some of them I was like, oh, Tweaker is on sale, two for a dollar. What's that? And no one had any idea. I mean, obviously, even, you know, you want to talk to a doctor, even if you go to a pharmacy, right, the pharmacist will have good advice for you on these medicines. And some of this stuff, though, that is in a gas station really could kill you. And the people behind the counter have no idea that they're selling it.
Even if the products themselves are legal, wouldn't it be illegal if they were mislabeled?
Yeah, but the problem is that there's no FDA regulation of this stuff at all. So when it comes to, obviously, alcohol, you know, and even increasingly states with marijuana legalized, they're starting to have more and more regulation. But this stuff, basically, the FDA just washes its hands of it, and they're not testing it. The only way that you can know what's in it is if you take it to a professional lab like I did, and obviously the average consumer is not doing that at all.
You should pay for a subscription to read Ben Westhoff. Let me first say that on Substack. But I note that this was published on October 15th, so it's been about a month. Have you gotten any reaction from this?
Yeah, I mean, I've talked to a lot of people who have taken this stuff. You know, it's, you know, people my age in their 40s. They have taken some of this stuff, and a guy was like on the ground convulsing one time after taking too much. I mean, you get these pills, they're like $4 for $2. They're essentially like speed, except even worse. And people, I don't know anyone who's really had a horrible, you know, has like almost died or anything, but people have had really bad reactions.
You may know more details about this than I do, but I mentioned Governor Parsons signing something or wanting to ban some drugs sold at gas stations. And I know a group representing gas stations was against it because this obviously must be a big moneymaker for them, right?
Yeah, well, in some states that have legalized marijuana, you don't just have to go to a dispensary to buy it. You know, in Minnesota, for example, you can buy it at all, buy gummies and other THC products at all sorts of stores. But in Missouri, it's got to be at a dispensary. And, you know, I actually kind of agree with Governor Parsons that keeping it at dispensaries is probably a better idea. I mean, I think marijuana should be legalized. I don't think people should go to jail for smoking weed, but I don't think it should be for sale everywhere. You know what I mean? Like, if it's just ubiquitous, that means kids are more likely to get it. Adults, too. It would be a negative outcome for public health, I think.
Ben Westhoff, I've known you since the Riverfront Times days, and you were writing on Substack. How do people read your stuff?
Yeah, it's just benwesthoff.substack.com, or you can just Google my name, Ben Westhoff, and that's the best way.
And that's spelled Westhoff. Ben Westhoff joining us on KMOX. The headline, I bought and tested a bunch of gas station drugs with names like Tweaker. Thank you for being with us today.
Yeah, stay away, people. Stay away.
Stay away from the Tweaker.
Yes, for sure.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.